الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we mentioned one or two Jumu'ahs ago, this period which we are passing through is what is referred to as Ayyamul Hajj or Ashurul Hajj, the period of Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, that there are many, many benefits. Allah says, لِيَشْهَدُوا, you will witness and attest to the multitudes of benefits that we have kept in this great amal. With regards to, obviously, we mentioned previously, it's not possible every year for everyone to go for Hajj. But there are certain peculiarities, certain haqaiq, certain realities that are attached to this great pillar of Islam that it is integral that we revisit. As we mentioned previously, this was the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Qiyamah draws near, one of the Ashratu Sa'ah, the signs of Qiyamah, is that the outward shakal and form of the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. But the haqiqat, the reality, the essence, the ruh, the soul, that will have come out. Was zakatu maghrama, he said zakat will become a tax. Allah's ibadat will become a burden. With regards to Hajj, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَاءُ أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّهِ أَوْسَاطُهُمْ لِلتِّجَارَةِ فُقَرَاءُمْ لِلْمَسَلَةِ قُرَاءُمْ لِلْرِيَاءِ وَالسُّمَعَةِ. He said, for the rich people, Hajj will become a holiday. Just now, those who didn't go for Hajj, school holidays, July holidays will come. Obviously, depending on the financial status, there is that visit to maybe the Maldives or Malaysia or other holiday destinations. Middle East may be too hot, but we will try and Islamicize the exercise by a short sojourn or stopover for Umrah. This is in fact one of the manners in which this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is exhibiting itself, where he said that Hajj and Umrah, this will become a holiday. For the middle classes, a trade exercise. Ulama also a show of mission. For the poor people, it will become a begging exercise. The point is the haqiqat and reality of the amal will have come out. It's our intention, the last Jumu'ah, like I said one or two Jumu'ahs ago, we touched on certain aspects. This Jumu'ah also, being the period of Hajj, doesn't mean that we are not physically going for Hajj. So we are excluded from this. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ, Allah speaks of Ka'batullah. And Allah says this is the first house. Interestingly, the geographic location of Ka'batullah is the center of the earth. This has been scientifically accepted also. Allah located this house right in the center of the earth. Malaika was sent down first for the construction of Ka'batullah. Pertinent to this ummat, Millatu Abikum Ibrahim, we are following the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ibrahim alayhi salam, various tests, trials, examinations were put in front of him. Allah Ta'ala declares, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He scored 100% in all the tests that we put in front of him. At that time, inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Allah says, we are going to make you an imam. And from his progeny, we find our Hajj also is linked to the 5,000 plus minus year history, which originates from the reconstruction of Ka'batullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. That itself is another topic that inshallah on the occasion of Qurbani will be discussed in greater detail. But coming back to the point, as we mentioned, inna awwala baytu wudhi'a linnas. Allah speaks of Ka'batullah, but not wudhi'a li jaziratil arab or li ahli Makkah. Allah says wudhi'a linnas. This Ka'batullah has been placed on the earth for the whole humanity. Lalladhi bi Makkah. Geographically it's located in Makkah Mukarrama. Mubarakan, it is blessed. وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And it is hidayat for the entire alam. Again, we find in that one verse, Allah speaks geographically of the location of Ka'batullah in Makkah. But there are two expressions that are found in that verse that reminds us and affirms that it is not, the significance is not the physical location, but that it encompasses the entire world. Allah says, linnas and hudal lil alameen. Just now we are going to read Jummah Salah again. We are going to face towards Ka'batullah. Important, whether we are going for Hajj or not, revisit the lessons. Manafi'a lahum. Allah says, there are many, many benefits. No surah in the Quran, other pillars of Islam, you won't find Surah As-Salah, Surah As-Zakat, Surah As-Sawm. For this Hajj, Surah Al-Hajj, Allah named an entire surah after Hajj. When it came to making Salah farz, even if you don't understand Arabic, Aqimu Salah, Inna Salata Kanat Ala Al-Mu'minina Kitabam Mawquta, Salah is farz. Atu Zakah, Zakat is farz. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam, fasting is farz. It could have been kutiba alaykum al-hajj, hajj would have become farz. But such is the unique nature of this ibadat, of this fifth pillar of Islam, that the entire mode of expression of the Quran changes when Allah speaks of the farziyat of hajj. Like I said, even if you don't understand Arabic, you can see the difference. Aqimu salah, atu zakah, kutiba alaykum siyam. Here, walillah, walillah, ala nas, hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna allaha ghaniyun anil alameen. Allah brings his name when introducing and when ordaining this farziyat of Islam, this pillar of Islam. Allah brings his name. Ulama explain, what is the significance of this? They say the five pillars of Islam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful example, we've heard it many times. This structure of Islam, our deen, was equated to an edifice or a structure with five pillars. Ulama say kalima. With kalima is ma'rifat, introduction. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After you are introduced, what happens next? What is the next stage of your relationship? Is to develop ta'alluq, become acquainted. They say that is achieved through salah, the second pillar of Islam. First, introduction. Then, relationship or acquaintance. After that, what is the next stage in the progress of your relationship? It evolves into love. And they say love is achieved through zakat. Why? لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ Allah's ta'alluq, kamal-e birr, kamal-e taqwa, perfection of your relationship with Allah, not possible. Learn. Look at the emphasis, the word the Quran uses. It will never happen. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, until you don't sacrifice and spend in the way of Allah that which you love, because Allah has designed the psyche of this human being is such, the heart follows what you love. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mafhum of the riwayat, I fear mort, I don't desire to die. I fear my meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you have wealth? He says, yes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, spend it. Give the wealth, send it ahead, the heart will follow it. So through zakat, love for Allah ta'ala. Next stage, higher stage of love. Allah describes what is iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Who are the people of iman? Not love Allah, ashaddu hubban lillah. Closest thing in Urdu we translate ishq. Where the every other love is dependent on this love. Man nahabba lillah, wa abghadha lillah, wa ata lillah, wa mana'a lillah, faqad istakmal al-iman. He who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, withholds for Allah's sake, that is kamal iman. This is ishq. And this, as-sawmuli hadith, hadith Qudsi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, fasting is for me, wa ana ajzi bihi, I will personally, literal translation, I will personally give the reward for the fasting. One interpretation, as the Shaykh rahimahullah in his Fazail Ramadan mentions it, wa ana ujza bihi, fasting is for me and I become the recompense of your fast. So taalluq through kalima, taaruf introduction through kalima, taalluq through salah, love through zakat, ishq through fasting. Now, what is the next stage? After ishq, the heart yearns, the heart calls out, the heart cries out, I want to meet my Allah. I want to meet the source of my ishq and muhabbat. Allah has designed this human being in that way. We can't see Allah. Allah is beyond sight. Allah is beyond imagination. Allah is beyond comprehension. Allah is beyond any of the hudud or boundaries of our intellect. It is a manifestation of His extreme mercy and recognition of the frailties of our intellect, that we need something to turn towards, to cling onto, to cry before, to express our love, that Allah Ta'ala gave us Ka'batullah. Allah gave us Ka'batullah. Allah Himself is not there in that Ka'batullah. But it is out of our weakness that Allah wanted to give us something for us to connect with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why tawaf of Ka'batullah, multazam, pushing your chest against that section between the door and the Hajar-e-Aswad, and the du'as that are made at that point are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holding on to the ghilaf of Kaaba, istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad. What is that? These are symbolic expressions of our love for Allah. Hajar-e-Aswad, for example. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, نزل الحجر الأسود من الجنة هي أشد بياضا من اللبن ولكن سودته خطايا بني آدم. He said, Hajar-e-Aswad was brought down from Jannah. It's not from this earth. It was whiter than milk. The sins of humanity caused it to become black. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Al-Hajarul Aswad Yameenullahi fil Ard. يُصَافِحُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ كَمَا يُصَافِحُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ. He said the Hajar al-Aswad is Allah's right hand on this earth. Like you shake the hand of your friend, Allah shakes the hand of His banda through the Hajar al-Aswad. As I mentioned many times, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah is free of body parts. This is not literal, but this is symbolic. When you walk into the court of a king, what do? You bow down. You hold the hand of the king. You kiss the hand. What is that? A declaration of your allegiance. You are handing yourself over. You are reinforcing the covenant that you made with that king. Ulama explain this hadith in this way. They say, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ذُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. One hand, Allah tells us about a covenant that each and every one of us took. And then Allah warns us that majority will be ghafil of this. In Alame Arwah, the land of the souls before you and I came into this world, Allah asked a question to every soul, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? You're living for me, you're dying for me, your life for me, I am the goal. La ilaha illallah, la matluba illallah, la maqsooda illallah, la ma'buda illallah. Goal and the Qibla and the direction of you and my heart is supposed to be Allah. Everyone was asked this question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Have you not handed yourself over to Allah? Everyone said, Bala. Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. Shahidana. We declare, we attest. Ulama say that oath, that declaration, that covenant was written on a paper and it was put into the Hajar al-Aswad. So when you make istilam of Hajar al-Aswad, what are you doing? Hadith, literal, yusafihu biya ibad, Allah is shaking your hand. In other words, you are reinforcing, you are renewing that covenant which you made with Allah in Alam-e Arwah. And that is not only significant for the Haji. Every one of us has to remind ourselves, who am I living for? What is the direction of my life? What have I made my goal? You and I swore an oath. Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. Mera jeena tere liye, mera marna tere liye. My living for you, my dying for you. My life and my wealth belongs to you. Hajj is a manifestation of that. Walillah. Someone tells you, "Bhai, I'm going for Hajj." They say their answer is not correct. You're not going for Hajj. What are you actually doing? I am going to meet my Allah. And when you go to meet your Allah, this is the next stage of ish. And what does it require? Allah does not tolerate partners. Ana aghna shurakai ani shirk. Allah says, I am the most independent of all partners. Ascribe any partner to me and I will hand you over to that partner. Ya Dawood. Allah said to Dawood alayhi salam, I have taken an oath. La yajtami' hubbi wa hubba ghayri fi qalbin wahid. Dawood, the ishq of no one else and myself will come together in one heart. Ma ja'ala Allahu li rajulin min qalbayni fi jawfi. Allah hasn't given us two hearts, one heart. And that heart has to be focused on Allah. Allah is the Rabb. It's mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah, in his Fazail Hajj, and this is why we reiterate this, during the days of Hajj, make ta'aleem of Fazail Hajj. Acquaint yourself with the asbaq and lessons. The ulama gathered during the days of Hajj, this question of ish, what is true devotion to Allah? Cutting the incident short, unfortunately we've got time constraints in Jumu'ah. What is true love for Allah? What is true devotion? Various ulama gave their opinions. At that time, Junaid Baghdadi, Arif Billah Rahimahullah, was a young man, not known. Eventually they turned to him, Ma taqulu fi hadha ya Iraqi? O Iraqi youngster, what do you have to say? Atraqa sa'atan dropped his head, thought a little while. ثُمَّ دَمَعَتْ أَيْنَا Then his eyes brimmed over with tears. عَبَدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ مُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْهِ بِقَلْبِهِ أَخْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ وَصَفَى شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارُ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ فَإِنْ تَكَلَّمَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ نَطَقَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ سَكَنَ فَمَعَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَعَ اللَّهِ When they heard this, impossible to do justice of translation of something like this in English. We'll just give the crux of it just now. But suffice to say, every one of those great ulama and sages of the time, they said there's nothing more we can add to what you have said. Ya Taj al-Arifin, Allah has given you the crown of His marifat. What did He say? Ish for Allah, first condition. Abdun dhahibun an nafsihi. Become oblivious of yourself. Allah will not tolerate partners. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ Every obstacle that is catching your heart and becoming an obstacle to you and Allah, you will have to give it up if you want to find Allah. Allah is independent. Allah is the greatest treasure. There's nothing greater than the love of Allah. عَبَدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ He said, the true slave of Allah is the one who has become oblivious of himself. مُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ Drowning in the remembrance of his Allah. The focus of his heart has become Allah. His entire wujud and existence is devoted to the slavery and bondsmanship of Allah. When he achieves this stage, then what happens? Allah removes the curtain of concealment between him and his slave. His heart becomes inflamed with the love of Allah's marifat. He drinks to his full from the cup of Allah's love. Now when he speaks, it is about Allah. When he is alone, he is drowning in the thoughts of Allah. When he does actions, he asks himself, does this please or displease my Allah? So at every moment of his existence, his connection is directly there with Allah. This is ish. First requirement, divest yourself of every obstacle between you and Allah. And this is what symbolically the Hajj represents. Beautiful clothes of this world, Ya Allah, for your sake I'm giving it up. This pride that I am because of my color or my race or my language, somehow, or my financial status, somehow superior to anyone else, Ya Allah, I'm giving it up. I will look like everyone, every other of your banda, whether he is black or white, rich or poor. Perfume, worldly embellishments, Ya Allah, I'm giving it up. Bathing myself every day, making sure my appearance tip-top, Ya Allah, I'm giving it up. My family, my business, my commitments that are enslaving me and taking me away from you, Ya Allah, I've given everything up. What am I doing? When he reaches the miqat, he divests himself of the clothing of this world in preparation for that day when the mayyit has to depart from this world on his journey to Allah. And that mayyit, first the clothes of dunya are removed. The haji removes the clothes of dunya. Then the kafan is brought. The haji wears the ihram. Those two cloths are symbolic of his kafan. When he ties the ihram, little bit of itar he puts. What is that? That is the khanood that is put onto the mayyit. Two rakat salah. What is that two rakat salah? That two rakat salah is your salatul janaza. Not only hajis, you and I have to remember, have to be reminded, our existence in this world is fleeting. It was Ramadan just now, it's Hajj now. Next year Ramadan, next year Hajj, still 1 year away. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا Shaitan convinces you, you've got a lot of time in this world. Allah tells you your time is running out. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. رِحْلَةُ الْحَجِ The journey of Hajj is a reminder of what? الرِحْلَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ Of the journey to Allah. So that the gathering on the plains of Mina and Arafat, what is that? يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرْ خُشَّعًا أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجَدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرْ مُهْتِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ. The day when like locusts, humanity will wake up on the plains of Hashar. A day of dread, a day of fear, a day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You have put on this ihram, you have performed the janaza salah, you are now preparing for that day when you will have to rise up on the plains of Hashar and stand before your Allah. This is Hajj. And this is what you and I each year have to remind ourselves. The fleeting, temporary life that Allah has given us in this world. What actual preparation are we making? What's the focus of this heart? What's the direction of this heart? Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah, he says, mentions that when we reached the miqat, I saw one youngster. He was standing on one side, crying. Others were tying their ihram. They were saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. I saw this youngster, Ya man tasurruhu ta'a, wa la tadurruhu al-ma'asi, habli ma yasurruk, waghfir li ma la yadurruk. Oh my Allah, when you are obeyed, you become happy. My sins cannot diminish from your greatness in any way or harm you in any way. Grant me that which pleases you. Forgive me that which cannot harm you. Others were saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, Allah. What is this Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik? When Ibrahim alayhi salam issued the invitation of Hajj in Alame Arwah, this was recited by those whom Allah blessed with that opportunity that when they come to this world, they will accept the invitation that Ibrahim alayhi salam was appointed to make by Allah for this journey to Kaabatullah. May hazir hu, Ya Allah, I am coming. Malik bin Dinar says to this youngster, why aren't you reciting the Labbaik? Look at the answer that he gives. He says, oh Malik, does not a life spent in his disobedience, does not a soul that is drowning in the love of dunya, does not a wujud and existence where every hair on your body is blackened by sins, call you to pause for 1 second and ask yourself this question? You are shouting, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, oh Allah, I am coming, I am present. And from that side the answer will come that your coming is not wanted. You are not worthy. You are going to that place. Someone came to Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah and said, Inni uridul hajj. I desire to make hajj. He said, Shammir izaraka fi talab. Tighten your lungi. Exert yourself. This is not a holiday. Hajj and umrah is not a holiday. Wanzur ila aina tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. Consider where you are going. To who you are going. Which ground is this? If Allah gives you the opportunity to place your lips on Hajar Aswad, you have placed your lips on the one spot of this earth that the Mubarak lips of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched. When you are walking around that Kaaba, who are you imitating? Located above that Kaaba is Baytul Ma'mur. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw this in his Mi'raj. Thousands of malaika circulating this Baytul Ma'mur. The word Ma'mur comes from what? That which is abad. Like Kaabatullah is abad, this Kaaba of the malaika is of abad. How much? 70,000 malaika making tawaf every day of Baytul Ma'mur. Jibreel says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till Qiyamah, one angel won't get a second chance. When you are walking around Kaabatullah, you are imitating them. You are placing your foot on the ground that every Nabi walked on. Sahaba walked on. Awliya walked on. Atqiya walked on. Asfiya walked on. Do you take a few seconds? Or today is it some cell phone? Or some videoing that's going on? Or some tamasha or holiday that's going on? Do you take a few seconds to bring this in your heart? Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq and ability to bring my life according to them. Ya Allah, this is that ground that is drenched with the tears of your true seekers and lovers. Ya Allah, gunagar like me, you have brought me here today. Let me take back something with me. Undur ila ayna tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. Consider where you are going and to who you are going. Walillah, this is walillah. He says to Malik bin Dinar, you are shouting labbaik. What guarantee you got you have made yourself worthy of going there? What preparation have you actually made? Is your heart beating with Allah's love? Malik bin Dinar says, I didn't see this youngster until the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. People were making qurbani to come out of ihram. I saw him on one side of the plains of Mina, sobbing and crying. What was his lament? Inna an-nasa qad dhabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. Oh Allah, the people have made qurbani, and thereby they have attained your qurb and your closeness. Laysa li shay'un ataqarrabuhu biha ilayk. Ya Allah, I have divested myself of everything of this dunya. I have nothing. I have nothing that I can sacrifice, that I can present to you, by which I can gain your closeness like the others have done. Siwa nafsi. Ya Allah, besides my own soul and my life, today on the plains of Mina, I place my soul and life on the altar of sacrifice before you. فَشَهِقَ شَهْقَةً فَمَاتَدْ مَكَانَهَا. Malik bin Dinar says, this youngster let out a scream and passed away on the spot. إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجَرِ فَأَنْتَ سُوَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمَرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي أَلَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِ. Like the poet says, O Allah, Kaabatullah is not the goal. Makkah is not the goal. Medina is not the goal. Mina is not the goal. Arafah is not the goal. Muzdalifah is not the goal. Ya Allah, you are the goal. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become the goal. Like Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions, Kam min wasilin ila al-bayt. Kam min wasilin ila al-bayt. Wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. How many they are? Physically they've reached Kaabatullah. They are holding the khilaf of the Kaaba also. And not for one second is their heart connected with Allah. Wa kam min qa'idin fi baytihi ala firashihi wa qalbuhu muttasilun bil mahallil ala. And how many they are sitting thousands of kilometers away from Kaabatullah, but not for one second is their heart ghafil of the Rabb of Kaabatullah. Wal hadyu nafsi. Ya Allah, the real qurbani is my own soul. And to slaughter this soul and to sacrifice this soul from looking at haram and listening to haram and drowning in riba and azan upon azan falling on deaf ears and wasting away my life in the disobedience of Allah. Ya Allah, for this qurbani I don't need a knife. What do we need? This jazba that ulama say, inna awwala bayti wudhi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakkah. There is one Kaabatullah that physically is located in Makkah Mukarrama, and there is another Kaabatullah. There is another Kaabatullah. Kaan khol kar sun lena. There is another Kaabatullah. And that Kaabatullah is located between your and my ribs. This qalb. Allah's greatness, Allah's marifat, Allah's majesty, Allah's jalal is such that the seven heavens and the seven earths cannot contain Allah. But Allah has created the capacity fi qalbil mu'min, in the heart of a believer, that this heart can contain Allah. 120 days old when you were in the womb of your mother, the first thing that Allah created was this heart. That is why my and your heart is older than the rest of the body. The first thing was the heart. Why? This heart has to become maskan of Allah. The heart has to become the arsh of Allah. The heart has to become Kaabatullah. Rewards are in its place. When this hajj takes on its true form, what are the rewards? Allahu Akbar. We run out of time, but very briefly, one hadith. فَإِنَّكَ مَنْ خَرَجْ فَإِنَّكَ مَنْ خَرَجْتَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. Every step of that journey, one sin is wiped away. One neki is written down. One rank is raised. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بِالْبَيْتِ كَأَيْتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلِ. Then tawafi qudum. The first tawaf that you make of Kaabatullah, Allah will reward you as if you freed a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةِ كَأَيْتْقِ سَبْعِينَ رَقَبَةٍ. Then sa'i between Safa and Marwa, Allah will reward you as if you freed 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَةٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُم مَلَائِكَةً عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمَلِ أو كقطر المطر أو كزبد البحر لغفرتها لكم أفيذوا مغفورا لكم ولمن شفعتم به. Then the gathering of the Hujjaj on the plains of Arafah, 70,000 malaika are making tawaf every day of Baytul Ma'mur. Allah doesn't make fakhr about them. Allah doesn't boast about them. But this gathering of you and I on the plains of Mina and Arafah, Allah descends a descension in keeping with His greatness. Allah boasts about this gathering to His malaika. Look at my slaves. They have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Their hair is disheveled. Their body is full of dust. They desire my mercy. They fear my azab. Allah addresses that gathering. If your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the earth, or as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans of the world, I have forgiven all your sins. Return in such a condition. Not only are you forgiven, those on whose behalf you will intercede, they also are forgiven. وَأَمَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجِمَارِ فَلَكَ بِالْكُلِّ حَسَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِّنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. The pelting of the stones, for every stone Allah wipes away one sin that was going to take you to Jahannam. وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ فَمَذْكُورٌ لَكَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Then the qurbani, that is, then the shaving of your head that is done on that, there's a special وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ, the qurbani that is done, madhkur, a special treasure Allah keeps for you. وَأَمَّا حلاقك شعرك فلك بكل شعرة خلقتها حسنة ومحي عنك بها خطيئة. Then you shave your head, for every strand of hair, one sin wiped away, one neki written down. وأما توافك, then the culmination of Hajj, تواف زيارة, فأنت تطوف فلا ذنب لك. You are now making tawaf and you are completely sinless. Ya'ti malakun, the angel comes. Hatta yada'a yadayhi bayna katifayk, places its hand between the shoulder blades of the haji and says, I'mal fi ma tastaqbil faqad ghafara laka ma madha. Go now, for the future do good deeds, for the future earn, because all your past sins have been wiped away. Rewards we can't imagine. When Allah becomes the goal, when Allah is maqsood, when Allah is matloob. That is why, coming back to what I said, my respected brothers, one Kaabatullah in Makkah, the other Kaabatullah situated between my and your ribs, make this Kaabatullah abad. Let it brim over with the love of Allah. Make this determination to imitate the haji. How? That every day, mutu qabla an tamutu, die before the actual death comes. They are putting on the ihram of kafan. Visually put it on. In your mind and your heart every day put it on. Prepare. Ar-rihlatu ila Kaabatillah. This is rihlatu ila Allah. The journey to Kaabatullah is the journey to Allah. The journey to Kaabatullah is the journey to meet Allah. Each one of us, haji or non-haji, are on that journey. the greatest preparation, make this Kaabatullah Abad, make it Nurani, and by the Qasam of my Allah, this Noor will light up the entire world. Allah gives tawfiq wa khidmat.